Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. This week, I've been a little bit slipping because everything's just been, you know, busy. All this week, it seems like I'm always out the house and just never get to, you know, get to do what I need to do, especially with, like, trying to look for sponsors or like people doing the ad sheet through that we're trying to do. So it's been a little difficult. And yes, I am doing this by myself tonight. They're just waiting on stuff like ready here and okay, there we go. We'll get to that in a minute, but I just want to talk about this past Friday. It's been a long time since I've been to an indie wrestling show. I think it's been almost a year, or I think it was almost a year. I'm not sure. It was ever since I went to the show that I was supposed to be in Milwaukee. Like, I think that was the last one. It was like around this time last year. That was the last time. No, NXT. No, don't count NXT. But the last wrestling show I went to was like around a year ago. Like, it wasn't because of. It was just like bigger the wrestling drama that I decided like to come back when some of the drama had died down. And actually, I was helping out a wrestling show in March. Yeah, that was the last time I was there. It was in March. I was helping with Jake Fed, and that's when I got the cops called on me. They didn't arrest me, so that's a good thing because I wasn't doing nothing to anybody. But some few of the wrestlers that was there was uncomfortable me being there. So sucks to be them. But I guess like Jake didn't want the drama and he just went outside. So I'm not going to experience that again. So that's why I haven't went to that particular show. Because I'm not going to deal with idiots that upset because I'm there. And like, I haven't done anything wrong or not messing with them or anything like that. So, I don't know. They afraid of me, jealous of me, or I don't know what the case man. But like I said, we've been helping, like, feds, like, local fed federations for, like, 11 years, ever since WFSO. I would say 12 years because we've been helping certain feds even before WFSO got started. So for people that, you know, got something against me, come to me. Because that's what people's problems like. They act like they can't come to nobody and, you know, talk their beef or whatever the case may be. Because they're a number of keyboard warriors and cowards. That's mainly what it is. And it's just sad that it just comes down to that level that we have to deal with people that don't want to, like, solve problems, or they jump to conclusions about my past and what was going on there. But they want to jump on dick riding, as I would say. Sorry about the language. But that, they want to do that and just want to listen to everybody else. Not, you know, just, just hashing it out. But like, that problem with me because of that, and they ain't moving on from it. It's like they still constantly going on about it, but it's just sad. It really is. But like, what more can you do? So there are certain shows that I would not go to because, like, certain shows were the ones that, like, caused drama. But if I go to another show like XTW, probably will, but I'm just going to have somebody with me just for, like, backup. So I'm just not going to go there by myself. Just need to have somebody with me. But anywho, next month is a big month. And from all the news that we got like weeks ago, and especially some of the news that been going on this weekend with like special guests and all that stuff, although it was like a couple of special guests that was going on in October, well, this month, with Aiden English being in town for the GO Pro Wrestling Show. And you have ICW had Jimmy Hart this past Saturday, which I didn't get a chance to go to that because of I was no money. Only had money enough to go to one show. It was either that is either Legacy Pro Wrestling or ICW. So I just chose Legacy Pro Wrestling. And plus, I didn't have the money, you know, I wanted to take a picture with Jimmy Hart. So I didn't have the money for that. So, I had to go with what I was comfortable with or whatever the case may be. So, I did enjoy ICW, well, not Legacy Pro Wrestling Show. But we just got to learn this business, you know. Some things happen. There's like a few things that happen. I don't know, like a couple of people that, I think a couple of people that were, I'm going to say they were new, but they probably been wrestling around the world, wrestling around the United States for God knows how long. But if I see them for the first time, they're new to me. And as long as they're new to me, they're like kind of like rookies or something like that. But there was a lot of stuff going on. There's some matches. I think y'all probably seen it on here on Twitch. If not, the videos of two of the matches are still on Twitch. It was Legacy Pro Wrestling's main event for their championship match, and I think it was the tag team title match that was on Twitch. So if you get a chance after you leave this station on Twitch, or for all you at Blog Talk that's listening, that if you get a chance, go to the WFSO Twitch and you can still see the two matches that happened this past Friday. Still get to view them and check them out. But back to the big things that's going on next month. So, but like I said, there was big things in October. You had Gangrel, you had Hornswoggle, you have Aiden English, and you had Jimmy Hart been in the state all this month. And there's more to come. So I know Blizzard Brawl is going to be a big show that's coming in December, but right now they're wondering, like, should they have it this year or should they not have it this year? And normally it'll be in a walking show, but they're thinking of probably moving it if they decide to do it. They're thinking of moving it to the Circle B. But what I would propose to them is, this is my idea. Since the place is, like, too small for have a big event like that, I will say this. Have a two-night event. had like a one event Saturday, like part one, then I had part two Sunday. Kind of did what, you know, what WrestleMania did with like having two parts. I think Blizzard Brawl is kind of like the WrestleMania of the in this state. Because you also have a show that's going on this Friday. I mean, not this Friday, but that Friday before in ACW. It's kind of like their anniversary show, and you got something going on there. So it's like, what do you want to call it? Like the NXT the night before the big shows or the big show or whatever like that. So I would just say that do like a two show event for GLCW Blizzard Brawl. One Saturday, the one Sunday. If you want to do it like in the afternoon, then do that, or Sunday night. Besides, I don't think there's anything going on that Sunday, as far as I know of, for like either pay-per-views or anything in the state. So just do that. But that's just my opinion on that. But hopefully they will go suit. So 2 big months in the November and December. So let's just talk about some of the people that's going to be on there. There we go. Can't go nowhere. Like, I got the list, like, right here, of, like, who's going to be where. So, okay. And, of course, if you want to check it out yourself, you can go to WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Go to that, and you can just read it for yourself and all the lists. And, oh, no. That commercial. But, anyways, here's the list. Starting in November 14th, you have Rhino going to be appearing at a show, Washington County Convention and Visitors in West Marion, Wisconsin. The address is on the website, so look for that. Also, on that day, later on, yeah, Big Papa Punk Scott Steiner on that same day at the Circle B Recreation in Cedarburg. And the address is, like I said, it's on WFS Wrestling Fans Speak Out.Weebly.com. You also have on November 21st, current Impact Wrestling star TJ Perkins, also known as TJP. He's going to be in Milwaukee, and Chyna Guerrero, which is the daughter of Eddie Guerrero, and she did wrestle in NXT. She announced this on the Women's of Wrestling, and I think she did a little announcing at certain places too. She's just a busy person. Like, she just does a lot of stuff. But going back to wrestling, and she decided, you know, start out like on the road again, just wrestling. So she's gonna be at the Zillow's Pro Wrestling. So to meet her at the Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So most of y'all that's in Milwaukee know that, and that is November 21st. Black Friday, you have former WWE NXT ROH superstar ACH, which he was called in NXT, Jordan Myers. I think that's right, Jordan Miles. I'm sorry. He's going to be on there on Black Friday. He's going to be in Franklin, which is like another city towards south of Milwaukee, at the Root River Center in Franklin. I'm most likely going to go to that show, so get a chance, check it out, and it should be good. And let me move this up a little bit more. And you have former Impact star Kong. The Saturday, November 28th, at the Orca Inn in Menominee Falls. The address is, like I said, is on wrestlefanspeakout.weebly.com. So check that out. So yeah, big names for next month that are coming. So we don't know if any more people, any more stars is going to be coming. We just know like the next month in December are going to be big for indie shows, and they're going to have big names and all that cool stuff. So get a chance, check that out. But like I say, I didn't watch much of Impact this past Tuesday. I did watch NXT, but I can't remember like who fought who or anything like that. Because like I said, it's just been a busy week for me, and just you know, just like going out and just getting stuff done and do some little relaxation. Well, I didn't get much of a relaxation because every time I get up, time to go. So, didn't get much rest. So, anyways, if you guys want to call in and chat about anything for like, there's supposed to be in a 30-minute show, but most likely because we do got more to talk about, so we can. Actually, it can do an hour, so might as well just do it like that. So, but guys want to call in, you can call in 845-277-9360. Again, it's 845-277-9360. You can talk about tonight's Raw. You can talk about last week on some of the shows that I missed. Just, or some breaking news that you have, or just anything. So some news is always good than no news, just put it that way. So, and that for everybody that's on Twitch, go ahead on the WFSO chat room. I will be on here until the show's over. If you got anything to add or about tonight's Raw or these past two pay-per-views or anything that I missed last week, we can talk about it. So just type along and just join us on the chat room or call us on Blog Talk. So, like I said, I didn't see Impact. I didn't see AEW. Because normally I'll try to watch both AEW and NXT at the same time. But for right at this moment, my viewership with NXT, in my opinion, for me, is going down because it's like they promoting the the former WWE guys. They're not having their like their own like original talent or talent from the indies that nobody hasn't heard of. Like they got some of them on there, but it's like they're not using them enough. It's like they just use them for AEW Dark. Which is some of those people have been on like other wrestling shows like Impact and Lucha Underground and things like that, or Ring of Honor. So yeah, I'm just itching a little bit on the head. Oh God, that just sounds wrong. But anyways, I guess we can talk about the results of Bound for Glory. So they did have a kickoff match, the Rascal versus the Zeners. Let's see. The Zeners did defeat the Rascals. And Ken Shamrock has been, you know, Hall of Fame and Dustin ceremony happened the night before. So there's people like Nick Foley, The Rock, and few others just, you know, push him on the Impact Hall of Fame. So, interesting. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, the six-way scramble match for the X Division title. I wish I would have seen it, but the reason I didn't see Bound for Glory, although I easily could have seen it, I was just too tired, and by the time I got back, it was, like, already started, and I just didn't have no energy to get up or do anything. Let me stream this out. There we go. So, like, one of the main matches I wanted to see from Bound for Glory, that Rohit Rahul versus Chris Bay versus Trey Miguel versus GJP versus Jordan Grace versus Willie Mack for the X Division title. Now, let's see who won. They're showing that. Oh. Rohit Rahul did retain, which I was hoping it would be like a new X Division champion. I hope it would have been Jordan Grace, which she sort of won 3 weeks ago and took that away. So, oh well. Let's see. The Call Your Shot Gauntlet. Let's see. I'm just trying to see who's all in it. The winner get a future championship opportunity at their choosing, anytime, any place. So it started with Rhino and the returning Daivari. Let's see, Rhino's career was on the line. Let's see, I don't know, they didn't say who won, but let's see. Larry D or XXL or Triple XL, Crazy Steve Venture and AC Romo from X Triple XL. They worked together and went back and forth and let's see. Havoc was in there. You gonna get mad because I was using a shoulder chair? About to say, dude, about to have some. No, I know you wasn't. Let's just like to go along with it anyway. Well, it's kind of your show too. Oh, tired. Yeah, maybe later. Is it Tennille Gaskill was in it? I think they had men and women in it. Even Volvo was there. Brian Myers was in it. Anyways. Gang Thor was in it. They had a lot of men and women. They had a lot of people in it. But, dang, who won? Oh, Rhino won. He defeated Sami Callihan. So it looks like they had like a everybody battle royal or something like that. So that was kind of different, and that was good for Rhino. He can have a title shot now. Anytime, any place. So, yeah. EC3 versus Moose was next, but let's see. Self-proclaimed TNA World Heavyweight Champion. I'm surprised that title wasn't on the line, but anyways. It was like in a different location, so let's see. He tells Mookie to control his narrative. Mookie utters the words thank you before hitting him over the head with the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Mookie leaves our EC3 followers carry him out of the ring. That's weird. There was no winner on that one. Well, from the looks of it, from reading it, it looked like it was EC3, but it was kind of weird. Eddie Edwards versus Ken Shamrock. Probably another match I wanted to watch, but Ken Shamrock did win. And I already know about this match because they were posting it online like all night. Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Title Match with Madman Fulton and Ace Austin versus Motor City Machine Guns, the current tag champions, the Good Brothers, and the North. So we already know the Wolf, dummy, the North. Well, I'm saying the Wolves, but the North are the new tag team champions, and that's kind of weird because like they lost it at Slammiversary, and just now it's just been, I don't know. I would have gave it either to the Good Brothers or Ace Austin and Madman Filter. I would have gave it to one of them, but it's like with these other rumors that's coming on, like with one in the North. Dang, I forgot his name. Can't remember the name, but so I forgot what his name is, but Ethan Page, I think that's his name. They were saying he got expiring contracts soon, so maybe they just letting the North have their last run or whatever. But they're the new tag team champions. So this is kind of a weird one, but Deonna Purrazzo was supposed to be going against Kylie Rae at Bound for Glory, but unfortunately she wasn't there. But what from rumors was saying that I think she had another anxiety attack. That's why she left AEW and kind of had the same thing, which is kind of weird. It's like you, with these big companies, like, what if you like end up going to WWE and you had the same thing? Like, it sucks that she blew, you know, this opportunity and she could have been champion. But, I'm just thinking that it's anxiety and it's not nothing to play with either, because it's part of the mental health and a lot of people suffer from it. And I'm suffering from mental health, so I should be knowing what she's going through, but everybody, we can always say like, yeah, I know what you're going through, but there's different types of mental illness that affects everybody differently. It may be the same, they may suffer the same thing, but everybody, there's people that's doing it their own way and dealing with it differently. So one of those things is not, you know, not funny to play about or anything like that, but I just hope that she gets some of the help she needs and she'll be climbing back into that title spot again and actually win it. But Sue Young made her return and answer to her challenge. So So that happened, and I already know about this one too, because they was posterizing it all on that night. Soo Young is the new Knockout champion. So, and breaking news that they had on there. So they are bringing back the Knockout tag team titles, which they should have never got rid of. It's just like they have more women wrestlers that's like out there now, and there's some of them, you know, you see some of them in Chambers, you got some of them in Illinois, and you got like a lot of women wrestlers all around now, and it's getting like bigger and bigger, which one day I was hoping that someone in Wisconsin do like an all women show from not just the state, but just like just here in the city. So, like I said, I would like to see something like that. So hopefully one day we'll get something like that. So they said new champions will be crowned on January 16th. They're Hard to Kill. That's their other pay-per-view that you can watch on Impact Plus. And the main event, Eric Young versus Rick Swan. Well, you might say returning Switch One, because at first they say he was retired because of his injury. Then suddenly he came back and an attack on Eric Young and blah, 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 all this happened. So this was posterized too. Eric Swan defeated Eric Young and became the new Impact World Champion. So with this whole decade, well, ever since the existence of Impact Wrestling, they had a few amount of black people hold that title. And now somebody said this was their third black person that holds that title, but I'm thinking it was probably it was R-Truth, Lashley. I don't know if Monty Brown ever held it, but I don't know. That's something I probably got to look into. So, but like, that's good that you have, and like with they say with WWE, you only have like two black wrestlers that won the WWE championship. Well, Rock's is half black, so I don't know. I just don't count him because he's half black and half Samoan. And even when he won it, they was like more going towards his Samoan side more than his black. So I just don't count that. And also with Kofi Kingston winning it, he had a good run, but I guess the way that his reign as WWE Championship end is, I wasn't happy about it. I guess only because of, you know, the way they did it, they just want to give it back to Brock, then suddenly, you know, well, let me read something on the news that talks about Heath and Kali Wright. Maybe there's more about this before we talk about the Hell in a Cell that we're going to talk about in a bit. Heath was injured during the Coyle Shot Gauntlet match. Oh, and was reportedly scheduled to win, but he suffered a hernia and likely need to have surgery, so wow. He was due for a push. Let's see, sources confirm this is about Kali Ray. Sources confirmed that she traveled to Nashville as scheduled and her not working the pay per view was very last minute decision. So Johnson Johnson at PW Insider, I guess he added that Impact Wrestling didn't want to address what happened to her out of respect. She's still in good standing with the company and expected to return. So the site also says she was injured, but that was incorrect. So, like I said, it could have been mental illness, which kind of sucks. It, like I said, it happens. It's like one of those things that happen with the mental illness. Like, I was suffering, and there's days that I don't want to go to work. And sometimes I go anywhere and just have a bad day. It's just one of those things that it just happens. But it wasn't that many matches on Hell in a Cell last night, so this is crazy. Let's see, 24/7 championship match where R-Truth and Drew Gulak, R-Truth did retain. Roman Reigns and Jey Uso kicked off the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, which it was good storytelling. I'll say that it was pretty enjoyable. You know, Jimmy Uso was involved in trying to, you know, calm Roman down, but Jimmy ended up getting choked out, and Jey had no choice but to quit to save his brother. It was an I Quit match in the Hell in a Cell, so. It's crazy that, you know, even Big and Bad didn't beat up both of them. I don't know. It's funny to me, but let's see. Jeff Hardy versus Elias. Elias won by disqualification. Jeff Hardy hit him with a guitar at the end. For the Money in the Bank briefcase, we got Otis versus The Miz. I was most pissed off about this match. I did not like how it was going. That The Miz had won it. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't hate The Miz or anything like that, but it was rumored that Otis was not, like, championship material, and it was like, why in the hell he won the briefcase if he wasn't championship material? But if they was getting it for, like, laughs, that's not funny. It was like, you're supposed to be pushing these stars, not pushing them away because he's not pure personal type or whatever. Reason The Miz won because Tucker had hit Otis with the briefcase. And they was talking to The Miz and Morrison afterwards. Then Otis pushed him down, then started beating up on Tucker. So, and the weird thing is, from what they have done, that they send Tucker back to SmackDown after he was traded to Raw. So, and what WrestlingZone.com, they're saying that they treating the draft like a joke, which I partly agree with them on them saying that, but I just think that they need to be more serious with drafting some certain storylines. If they want to end it before the draft, or end it like that draft night, or, you know, whatever. But this is WWE. What more can you do? Bayley versus Sasha Banks. This was really the match of the night, in my opinion. And that's a good thing for women's wrestling, that you have that match, in my opinion. It was match of the night. Kind of like they was beating each other with Kendo sticks, chairs, just like everything, almost everything. And at the end, Sasha Banks is now the new SmackDown Women's Champion. And in Bayley's over a year of holding the title reign. So, that in my opinion, would be match of the night. Lashley versus Slapjack from Retribution for the United States title. Lashley decided to put it on the line. And he won. It wasn't really much of a contest. But if he was going out, like, against one of the big guys, it would have been more good. But him to choose that route to when that could have been a good, the easy predictable, like easy to predict match, I would say. The match was easy to predict and you know who's going to win, but it's like they treat the Retribution right now as a joke, but we will get on to Retribution and her business in a bit. But the main event, Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton, like I said, it was a good match as well, and it was a Hell in a Cell match. So you got like high spots with Drew McIntyre falling from partway down the cage to the desk. And just like back and forth match, Randy Orton is now the new WWE champion, which I thought Drew was going to hold it at least to the end of the year, but didn't happen that way. So if I would have predicted all these matches, if I would have did a prediction video, which I didn't get a chance to do last week, so I apologize. I would have got most of them wrong. And Slapjack, the last thing one I would have got right. Bayley and Sasha Banks, I would have got right. But the rest of them, in the Roman Reigns and Jey Uso, I would have got right. But the rest of them, I would have guessed wrong. So I'll say I would have been 3 out of, let's see. I think it was an R-Truth match. I knew that one too, but that's mainly like a pre-show thing. But out of those 6 matches, I would have got, well, might as well add that all the 7 matches, including the pre-show, I would have been 4 out of 7. So, like I said, lately, WWE, you're starting to get predictable. And just some of the moves you're doing is not good, especially if you want to push new stars. You need to do that. But that's just my opinion on that. Let's talk about a little bit of Raw right quick before we, let's see. Survivor Series qualifying match, AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy. AJ Styles won. So he's part of the Team Raw. Akira Tozawa versus Akira Tozawa and Drew Gulak versus Lucha House Party. R-Truth were going to scout the competition, but it didn't really go his way because everybody was trying to pin him. But Vince Dorado did get the pin. I think he pinned Akira Tozawa, if I'm right, for the 1-2-3. So Lucha House Party won. Keith Lee versus Elias, another qualifying match for Survivor Series for being on Team Raw. Keith Lee did win that match. And afterwards, Jeff Hardy attacked Elias because Jeff Hardy was attacked by Elias earlier during his match. 8-man tag, the Hurt Business versus Retribution. Ali ended up hitting Cedric Alexander with a chair, so Hurt Business won by disqualification. And I'm sorry, but it seems like they're making Retribution weak, and they're making this team so strong over the summer, and now they're just making them weak. Like, it just makes no sense. I don't know, but that's just me. Drew McIntyre versus The Miz from their confrontation from earlier. Drew McIntyre won that match. They announced their Team Raw for the women's. So Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Mandy Rose, and Dana Brooke going against whoever they pick. We'll probably find out this Friday on SmackDown. But they needed a 5th person to join that team. So it ended up being Lana, Lacey Evans, Peyton Royce, and Nikki Cross. So Nikki Cross' new theme music I did not like. I don't know why they changed it. It was better off what it was before. But Lana, you know, she becoming the ultimate opportunist. She won the match. So she's part of Team Raw. And Sheamus versus Matt Riddle, another qualifying match to join Team Raw. Sheamus did win that match against Matt Riddle, and it was a good match. So it was like carried out to the bitter end, I will say. They also mentioned like other matches that was going on. So they had champion versus champion, Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns at Survivor Series. Sasha Banks versus Asuka, champion versus champion, on there for the women's at Survivor Series. New Day versus Street Profits. Was New Day was kind of mocking earlier, and her business saying they're coming for the tag titles. So it'd be New Day versus Street Profits for the tag titles. And I mentioned earlier Bobby Lashley with the United States champion going against Sami Zayn for the with his Intercontinental Championship. So I don't know. I don't know. That match to me is gonna be kind of like a little bit funny. So that's just how I feel about that, and just strange. But let's see. With AEW this week, it wasn't really much to talk about. Let's see, SmackDown, the viewership one was on FS1, so let's see. Did it get lower or did it get higher? Oh, yeah, that's low. 881,000 viewers. Last year's SmackDown FS1 drew a little bit over the same. And the thing was that not everybody has cable. So either some people was watching the World Series or they was watching something else, because FS1 is a cable channel or a satellite channel that you won't be able to watch. So I'm just saying that it got these ratings because of you better off just keeping it all where it was. But I know they had to do it because of the World Series, but just sucks. So that's why they're down that road. And let's try to see if we can do more news before we end this show. So I think I got like about 3 minutes. Let's do. And the last new album is available for free. And that's why it's probably number one download on iTunes, because it's free. It's not like you have to pay for it or anything like that. Oh, there are 4 tracks you can listen to for free. Well, he probably made like more songs. So if he just made like 4 songs, that's just ridiculous. But anyways, WrestleFanSpeakOut.weebly.com. Check that out. I did some updates on it yesterday. And like I said, that big old list of people that's coming in next month. Look at that. There's an address and stuff that's on there. So check that out. Check out Maddie's Memory. We're big supporters of Maddie's Memory. So check out Maddie's Memory on Facebook. WFSO and WrestleFans Speak Out on Facebook as well. Also check out RealMilwaukeeBucksFans.com. Nah, RealMilwaukeeBucksFans on Facebook. I'm sorry. Follow us on Twitter on WFSO World. You get your updates when I be on Twitch, or also updates when the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com, gets updated. Also, go to our YouTube channel, WFSO YouTube channel, and just check us out. So other shows will be on tomorrow. I interview at 5 o'clock, and also, don't forget about Hazel's show this Wednesday as well. So, from all of us here, have a good one.